WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Curtis Hanson has quietly been making thrillers for years. His last two, The Bedroom Window and Bad Influence, got a smattering of good reviews and then flopped. His latest, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, is a different story. It's turning out to be the first big hit of 1992. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see what all the fuss was about.
Actually, there's nothing new in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Nothing new, that is, except the audience. This is an evil nanny story. And like all the other evil nanny or evil governess stories, it's part of an even more populist genre. It's a house invader picture. The kind that upsets us because it's about how someone wicked inveigles himself into your privacy and proceeds to destroy you. Maybe the most famous example is Gaslight. In The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Claire Bartel, played by Annabella Sciorra, has a dreamboat husband and a big, terrific house, and she's pregnant with her second child. Claire has been working part-time at a local greenhouse. Now she wants to build and develop a greenhouse of her own. She's going to need a nanny. But what she's going to get is the nanny from hell. Peyton, played by Rebecca De Mornay, has lost her own family, and now she wants to take over Claire's, and Peyton's good at it. What's fun about The Hand That Rocks the Cradle is watching the little ruses and tricks by which Peyton wins the family's trust, and then little by little robs Claire of her confidence and security. By the time Claire's daughter, Emma, gets mad at her mom and snuggles into bed with the new nanny, Peyton has developed a master plan.
But your mommy wasn't mean like mine.
I didn't have a mommy. She died when I was very little.
Your mommy died? Then who took care of you?
I had to take care of myself.
Peyton, if something happens to my mommy, would you take care of me?
Of course I would. And your daddy, too. I'd take care of all of you.
Rebecca De Mornay could pass for Hillary Clinton's little sister, but that doesn't stop her from seeming to be evil incarnate. She's become a terrific actress, if a little cold. And when she wants to, she can bare her fangs like a rodent and scare the bejesus out of you. She gets more beautiful in this movie as Annabella Sciorra gets mousier, and that's all part of the plan. The trouble is the movie doesn't follow through. If the filmmakers had really wanted to get under your skin, they should have had Claire's dreamboat husband fall head over heels for Peyton, which he doesn't. Or they should have added a drop or two of malice to the Madonna-like figure of Claire. A bit of moral ambiguity can do worlds of good for even the most formulaic thriller. As it is, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle is just a well-oiled good versus evil machine, with a naggingly unpleasant subtext. After all, if Claire had stayed home and kept the apron strings on instead of trying to be, you know, fulfilled, then none of the horrors that followed would have happened. Unfortunately, I think it's that subtext that's made this movie a hit. It's a 20th century marketing law. Address the baby boom, and ye shall reap the rewards. That baby boom is now on its second child, is now dependent on two incomes, and is now full of women facing worrisome decisions about relinquishing control at home in order to get back into the job market. The nanny industry, meanwhile, is completely unregulated, and there have been scary incidents, even murders. The Hand That Rocks the Cradle isn't terribly good, but it's efficient enough. Efficient enough to make trouble for the rest of the year's films, in fact. See it, and you may hesitate the next time you want to spend an evening at the movies and leave the kids with a sitter.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.